Five words appear all across America. We print them on books, newsletters, church bulletins, and thousands of church signs. They've become the de facto mission statement for an entire denomination. The Episcopal Church welcomes you. We insist that welcoming arms await all who walk through our red doors. And most of the time, we do a good job of living into that mission. But it does leave me with a question. What does it mean to be a welcoming faith community? Now, hold on to that thought because we'll come back to it. But Jesus, he understood what that meant. He understood what it means to welcome people. The gospel lesson said that Jesus welcomed sinners and even ate dinner with him. And the Pharisees, of course, they could not stand a man who claimed to be holy, yet befriended the sinful. So, as a response to that, we read in the gospel lesson that Jesus told two parables. He mentioned a sheep that wandered away from the fold, and the shepherd walked away from 99 sheep to find the one that was missing. Now, that seems a bit irresponsible to me for the 99 sheep. A good businessman would probably call that a bad decision. A couple of my friends would probably say, no need to worry about that one sheep, because we accounted for some minor product failure, so we have room in the budget to find a replacement for the one sheep. But then Jesus told a second parable of a woman who lost a silver coin. And to me, she seems a bit irresponsible too. She lost 1/10 of her life savings because of carelessness and a lack of attention. So the shepherd found the lost sheep and he welcomed it back into the fold. The woman found the coin of great value and she welcomed it back to her purse. And Jesus, well, Jesus welcomed sinners. And as St. Paul said, among whom I am chief. There's a welcoming grace in this passage of Scripture. And we see that welcoming grace is about others and not ourselves. The Pharisees could not stand how Jesus acted. They thought he was spiritually irresponsible, foolish, negligent, even careless with his spirituality. You see, they expected him to be a normal first century prophet and preach liberation from Roman occupation. They expected him to lead a military rebellion. But here he is, Luke's gospel, eating dinner with sinners. Now, let me just pause here and say, not everyone who does God's work will fit the molds that we create for them. So instead of fitting the mold, Jesus ate, laughed, drank Cabernet with sinners. And he preached that love, not rules, lead us to the heart of God. And now that wasn't a sermon that the Pharisees wanted to hear. So they judged Jesus. He was a bit of a radical prophet with a reputation anyway that preceded him, that he welcomed the sinful. When some people mentioned Jesus, of course, the response was, oh, yeah, that guy, him. We've heard about him, the man from Nazareth who hangs out with the wrong crowd over dinner. But for Jesus, welcoming people was the message of love and acceptance. Did he have to agree with them? No. But did he welcome them anyway? Yes. He was the compassionate shepherd who left the other sheep to find the ones who lost their way. Jesus knew that welcoming grace wasn't about how people perceived him. but it was about inviting others into the kingdom of God. And that's why he went to dinner with sinners, because it was about others. Now, I heard a funny story about this country pastor who preached this passage. And he told his congregation that having the preacher over for dinner, that form of hospitality had died. So they should invite him over to dinner more often. And then he concluded his admonition to his congregation by informing them that he wanted to simply be like Jesus and eat dinner with sinners. Y'all are welcome at my house anytime, among whom I am chief. But welcoming grace is about others. It's not about us or our comfort levels. But welcoming grace is also open arms. Hospitality really is a lost art. We eat out with our friends now instead of having them over. But Jesus practiced what I have coined as spiritual hospitality. Jesus didn't tolerate these sinners. He invited them to be comfortable at the table with him. And that invitation, the open arms of grace, bothered these Pharisees so much that they gossiped. They thought that his welcome was too wide and that his grace was too generous. You know, I wish I could say that churches are immune from Pharisees. The word literally means separate. They wanted to be separate, separated from everyone else. You know, I visited a church once. I wasn't wearing a clerical collar. And the greeter showed me the only two pews where visitors sat. Like, oh, well, the two seats of the Episcopal Church welcome me. But in contrast, Jesus wanted to be with the people who needed grace the most. Some churches open their arms and welcome people with love and compassion. And others, well, they miss Jesus entirely. Allow me to share a true story for just a moment about something that I witnessed firsthand when I was living in California. San Francisco has a large homeless population. And many of the disenfranchised people there are combat veterans who never really came home. So these people were finding shelter from the night among the alcoves that surrounded the beautiful downtown cathedral. These lost sheep, as it were, irritated the parishioners since they didn't expect their church to house those people. So, first thing they decided to do, they put signs all over the cathedral campus that read, "No trespassing." The Episcopal Church welcomes no trespassing. But at night, the homeless, they continued to take sanctuary under the covered sidewalks during the night. Well, the church just couldn't have that. So they devised a way to rid themselves permanently of those lost coins. So they spent thousands of dollars on an elaborate overhead sprinkler system for all the alcoves and the covered sidewalks on campus. And every 30 minutes, gallons of water poured out on the men and women, soaking them and all of their belongings. Well, that sent a very clear message. You're not welcome here. Jesus does not dine with the likes of you. For years, I've allowed that Emily Dickinson quote to speak to my heart when I find that I'm resisting others. She said, "The soul should always stand ajar." The church in San Francisco, the cathedral even, their souls, their doors, their hearts, they were not standing ajar. Their arms were not open, inviting all to welcoming grace. To me, welcoming grace is not just making it about others and opening our arms to others. Welcoming grace is compassionate evangelism. Jesus knew the Pharisees judged him, and that's why he told these two parables about a lost sheep and a lost coin. Both of the stories are about welcoming others by seeking them out, not by simply waiting for the coin to come home and the sheep to make its way back to the fold. The shepherd finds the sheep and brings it back. The woman finds the coin and brings it back. So when we say the Episcopal Church welcomes you, it means that we welcome all at the table with Jesus. But it goes a step farther. It also means that we invite all people to be fed at this holy altar of God. Well, it's finally college football season. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Last week, I read a story about a football story that literally brought tears to my eyes. There was a fourth grade teacher whose student came back into the classroom early from lunch, and he had tears rolling down his face. It was College Spirit Day in class, and this boy didn't have a means to buy a University of Tennessee shirt to represent his football team. So he got creative. He found an orange shirt, he grabbed him a piece of paper, and he drew a big U and a big T on the paper. And then he took some scotch tape and he taped it to his shirt. And he got there in the morning and the teacher said he was so excited to show me his shirt and his creativity. But at lunch, a group of girls made fun of his shirt, of his team, of him, and they called him poor because he couldn't afford a real team shirt. So when he came back to the classroom, there were tears streaming down his cheeks. And then the teacher, compassion goes a long way, doesn't it? And then the teacher took a picture of him and his shirt and did a Facebook post asking friends to help him get a couple of these Tennessee football shirts. Well, compassion happened, and the president of the University of Tennessee happened to see it. And the university did something about it. They took his design and they put it on t-shirts to promote anti-bullying. And the t-shirts went viral and they were printing 50,000 of them an hour. And they were selling out faster than they could print them. But that wasn't enough. The University of Tennessee offered this boy a full ride scholarship for 2030. And they set up an account to cover his additional college expenses when he went. But it gets even better than that. Yesterday, the entire marching band wore orange shirts with his design on them. And tens of thousands of fans flooded the stadium wearing that boy's orange shirt with his pencil drawing on it. Welcoming grace is about others. It's about open arms, and it's about compassionate and loving evangelism. The lost sheep and the lost coin are always worth finding. May we always mean it when we say the Episcopal Church welcomes you. Amen.